Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want us to read out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. We've read this before and looked at it, but today just a little differently. I'm reading out of the Message translation, beginning at verse 35. Late that day, he said to them, "Let's go across to the other side." They took him in the boat as he was. Other boats came along. A huge storm came up. Waves poured into the boat, threatening to sink it. And Jesus was in the stern, head on a pillow, sleeping. They roused him, saying, "Teacher, is it nothing to you that we're going down?" Awake now, he told the wind to pipe down and said to the sea, "Quiet, settle down." The wind ran out of breath. The sea became smooth as glass. Jesus reprimanded the disciples, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all?" They were in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. "Wind and sea at his beck and call." And then out of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Apostle Paul writing, I don't know if he's writing from jail or he's been just been whipped or flogged or beaten, didn't have it easy, and he says this, "And we know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are called according to his purpose." I can identify with those disciples we just read about in that boat. I can appreciate what they must have been feeling in that scene painted by the scripture we just read from Mark's gospel. God's word is so compelling for so many reasons. Not only is it a roadmap for our lives, but it is also God's divinely inspired love letter to you and to me, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22:7. But it hit me again when reading that passage the other day that one of the reasons his word is so compelling is that in every scene, every parable, example, every story, every moment we read about, we can always see ourselves somewhere right in that moment. We can identify and connect with the moment that's occurring. In the passage we read, the disciples are in a boat with Jesus on board with them, yet he's sound asleep in the back. When out of nowhere, as they often do out on the water, a storm comes up. The disciples begin to worry, and as they often did, they allowed the storm, which was outside of the boat, to control their life, despite the fact that Jesus was on board with them. The same Jesus who they've been with now for quite a while, and watched him perform miracles, healings, bringing people back to life, Lazarus, feeding 5,000 men and the women and children with a basket of fish and a couple of fish and a basket of bread. Amazing. And they allow what's in the world around them to dictate and control them. It reminds me of some of my own times. Maybe you can connect with that as well. And so what do? They panic. They can't control or change what's around them. So they go nuts, actually, shouting at Jesus to try and wake him up. And when he does wake, they accuse him of not caring about them because he slept in the midst of the storm. But what they still didn't understand was that he was always the calm in their storm, and they didn't see it. He was their controller, their rudder. Even then, even asleep, he was their peace, their source of strength, who had not gone anywhere, and they didn't see it or appreciate it. Never did. Jesus wanted to be the center of their focus, the center of their lives, and instead the storm became the center of their focus. And they tried to control it, and it consumed and directed their lives instead. I can identify, and I suspect you can too. What was your response the last time something unexpected hit you full in the face? A loved one was unexpectedly lost. An illness has returned. A child got into trouble, or a grandchild got into trouble, and you didn't know how to help. The door just slammed shut on a dream career path. It's happened to tens of thousands or more people, either we know or don't know, around the country and the world with this COVID-19 virus is shutting jobs down, sending them out of work. Maybe your family finances have become so tight that there was nothing available for essentials, let alone to do something extra, something special for someone in the family. A relationship is on rocky ground. Perhaps you failed one too many times and are afraid to step out again because you know what's going to happen. You're going to fail again. That's your view. Something has you in its grip, a habit, an addiction, some guilt from the past, and you can't figure out how to free yourself from it. Or your priorities between your family and the pull of the world are not in the best order. Maybe this ongoing story of COVID-19 has you up and down, anxious and despairing at times. You get the picture. Lots of struggles, lots of storms, days full of uncertainties, the world yanking at you and whacking you, expecting you to do certain things, no control yet, and little or no peace to be found in your life, at least not for you, not for me. I wonder if it's because we let the world around us dictate our mood and direct and control our decisions. Good luck with that. Good luck trying to meet the expectations of the world around you. You might meet one, but then you got a whole host of others to meet. If we're looking for satisfaction and fulfillment out there, if we're looking for acceptance out there, it isn't going to happen. We won't find it. We won't find that peace that we're looking for, that affirmation. I heard a story the other day about a contest which took place a few years ago, which asked people to submit paintings that depicted a picture of peace. So many were submitted for the contest, beautiful pictures of majestic snow-capped, glistening mountaintops, golden sunrises spreading across dew-swept countrysides, calm ocean expanses with beautiful sunsets setting on the distant horizon, and of a family gathering around a table full of food, praying thankfully. So many others, all so peaceful and powerful. The winner, however, was none of those or none like those, but instead was a painting of a violent thunderstorm crashing across a rocky mountainous island formation, seemingly standing all by itself in the middle of an ocean. At first glance, it didn't make sense that this could possibly be the winner. So violent was the storm, with the crashing waves and the lightning depicted in the painting, that at first you didn't notice the tiny mother bird nestled safely within a crevice in the huge rock formation, with her wings spread over her six tiny baby birds resting safely in the nest with her. But there they were, peace and calm in the midst of the storm lashing out all around her. That's the peace of God available for you and for me. No matter the storms around us, His peace is there in the midst of whatever storm we may be in, peace to rest ourselves in, to believe that no matter what may be happening in our lives, that His peace and His presence is there and will always prevail over anything else in our lives. What storms have you allowed to rob you of the peace and the assurance that no matter what is going on around you, God is still there with you? What have you allowed to deprive you of the peace that is His presence, His promises will provide? Maybe some of the things I mentioned before. This is for me. I've allowed that happen to me, even recently, those things to rob me of the peace that is mine in Him. And all I have to do is lean into Him, move toward Him, not move toward satisfying the world, but follow His lead in doing that which He wants me to do. The coronavirus and its impact on our lives is there, or something else occupying your days or mine. It's hard to find peace in any of that and all that stuff that we're getting whacked with from the world. I understand that. More importantly, He understands that. But no matter what is going on, God hasn't gone anywhere. But maybe our faith in Him through the better, the quieter moments that we know and remember, maybe it's waned in the storms. But the gospel truth is that He was there before, is there now, and will always be by our sides, just as He was there for those disciples in the boat. And like those disciples, we worry and allow the circumstances around us to steal that peace from us. The world will do that in a heartbeat. The peace, though, which the presence of Christ provides, is always there. all while he is right there with us as he is now. Like that mother bird and her babies nestled safely in a crevice in the rock reminds us we need to remember that in the midst of the storms around us, in the midst of everything going on around us, God is there. Like he was with the disciples in the boat in the storm, he has been with us and is with us today in the most difficult moments of our lives. He created you, and he was with you when you were born, when you were introduced to the world. He knows what your childhood was like, and he was with you on your happiest days and in your saddest of moments. He knows your broken promises, every one of them. He knows all your failures and wrong decisions, and he loves you just the same. As a matter of fact, my friends, the last breath that he breathed on this planet, right after he said, "It is finished," was for you. That's the peace of Christ to embrace, to rest in and trust, remembering that no matter what happens, no matter what storms we find ourselves in the middle of, no matter the spin of the world around us calling us to this or that, the peace of Christ and the eternal assurance of his presence is there for us always. Listen again to what the disciples said at the end of that moment in the boat. From the Message translation, which we read, they were in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. Wind and sea at his beck and call. Who is this anyway? My friends, it's God. And we'll always find him there. In the back of a boat, in a crevice in a rock, on a long, uncertain journey. Every day, when the world judges us and takes and tries to beat you down, he is there to turn to. When facing a valley of heartache, a disappointment or failure, a pandemic of fear and uncertainty, or another mountain of challenge before us, he is there. In the midst of every moment of our lives, the peace of God is always there. No matter what we face, no matter the storms around us, no matter. Amen and amen. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this time just to stop, to pause, to remember in the midst of all that's going on around us, in the midst of the storms, in the midst of the pulling, in the midst of all the stuff and the junk going on around us, that you're there. That's always there. Like that bird in a crevice in a rock, at peace. That's the peace that's available for us. And all we need to do is lean into you, move toward you, follow your way for our lives, not the world's way, not the call on the world. Set those aside and move toward you and do that which you call us to do and want us to do with you. That's where we will find the peace for each step of our lives. And in that, thank you for the promise that you are with us always, that we can follow your steps, that you will go with us, alongside us, and into tomorrow ahead of us. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for the peace you provide in our relationship with you. And it's in your Son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.